This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 21 states filed suit today challenging the Obama administration's new overtime rules that are set to take effect on December the 1st. The rule essentially doubles the salary cap under which employers have to pay people overtime from about $23,000 a year to $47,000 a year, plus or minus. Under that, you have to pay people overtime. States, as well as a number of business groups, argue that that is going to make companies cut full-time jobs and turn salaried workers into hourly ones. Gigi Duban has more on that.
Nevada relies on tourism, and it's just now recovering from the recession. So Lawrence Van Dyke, the state's solicitor general, says to have the new overtime rules piled on now could have devastating effects in both the private and public sectors.
Now the money has to come out of something. You know, what services is it going to be taken from? Or are we going to have to raise taxes to cover this?
Nevada led the charge of states challenging the Labor Department's new rule, which says that employees who earn less than $913 a week are eligible for overtime. One big worry is a provision that the government will revisit the salary level cutoff every 3 years. Van Dyke says, what if there's another recession then? Until now,
all of the affected entities, states would say, you know, we don't have the money to do this. Please, please, please don't do this.
But he says the threshold reviews put that on autopilot, so there's no way to fight it. Karen Harned is executive director of the Small Business Legal Center. She says businesses operating on thin margins and their employees will feel the pinch.
They're going to limit the hours to 40, right? And they're going to convert these people to hourly.
But Jesse Rothstein, who teaches economics at UC Berkeley, says the new rules don't necessarily mean a financial blow to employers. Workers can factor in overtime.
If they know that they're going to be getting overtime, then they can agree to accept a job at a lower base wage than they would have been willing to if they were just going to be expected to work those hours without compensation.
As for the automatic reviews, Rothstein says the threshold has been allowed to erode due to inflation for decades. This just keeps us caught up. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.